WEEI Afternoons, our first Patriots Monday of the year. We'll get to Marcus Jones in just a moment. Two things to clean up. First, we got a texter that's angry at us, Fitzy, for criticizing.
What now? What do we do now?
Criticizing the statue. This is one of those fired off 508, like six texts in a row. The guy, talent, the
508, by the way, of all area codes, if I may, Andrew, chirps at us the most.
I'm from the 508.
Okay.
Coincidence?
On brand.
I think not.
I think not.
The talent the guy has to even make that statue look like him is what's important. Blah, blah, blah. We talk on a microphone. Pathetic. Blah, blah, blah. He got the face right. That's all that matters.
Don't ever have an opinion on anything again, damn it.
You know how many times people tell us we suck? Some guy told me like I was a Major League DB a-hole earlier on the text line.
And that was the nice one that you got.
Wait, he went double insult?
Like if
you called you a DBA?
Yeah, oh yeah.
No. Wow.
DBA.
A twofer. It was a BOGO at the insult store.
But the reality is not that we are artists, but we're doing something public. We're putting our talents on display and people like them, dislike them, yell at us, criticize us. That's fine.
We just said we like the statue. It's really well done. Some of us were kind of looking for, and I understand they even talk about in the making of video, they talk about the 10 different poses they chose from it, but wanted to go with something all time to not remember like a specific moment, but to just sort of like look forward in triumph, thanks to his great accomplishments and what he meant to the area. Okay, it's a choice. An artist made a choice. God bless. But we just would have liked to have remembered, you know, for all time's sake. Like when I think Tom Brady, I always think the fist pump on the field. I do. Or it could have been like that time. Remember when like, he throws the touchdown pass to Edelman to put them up 28-24 in Super Bowl 49, and he does the like slow fist pump and then turns and points at Josh. Like, give me one of those iconic poses that just gives me gridiron goosebumps every time I think of it.
I was just thinking that Dan Ball's initials are DB. I just maybe they were talking to him earlier, and I mistook it for me on the text line. But
nope.
Stiz, we'll get back to your questions about Tom Brady and the way he handled his speech. Because I think that is at least up for fair criticism. People won't jump all over us for not having the artistic ability in our pinky to make a statue. And yeah, that's why I'm not a sculptor. I realized I didn't have that aptitude. I was going to say aptitude and realized I don't know that word. Go to ability. And then I screwed the whole thing up. Anyway, I was down at Patriots practice this morning. It was hot out there, in case you were wondering. It was very hot. And if you're looking on Twitch or YouTube, you know my forehead is getting redder by the minute with the sunburn that I took in this morning. Boots on the ground radio was in Foxborough to talk to Marcus Jones, Patriots return man and defensive back, on his first Patriots Monday appearance.
Patriots Monday, and joining us now on the field, practice field, Gillette Stadium, Marcus Jones. He'll be talking to us all year on Patriots Monday. Marcus, how's training camp going?
It's been great. Building great relationships from the situation as a team and everything like that. Been out here practicing. We've been practicing hard, putting in a lot of work and everything. So I'm happy to, you know, be back on the field and then also, you know, put in a lot of hard work and dedication.
There was, you know, a joke at one point, not for long is what NFL stands for. And you've now gone through three sort of regimes, coaches, experiences in a short young career. So yeah. I'm guessing you still sort of feel young, but also kind of feel like a veteran too, based on what you've been through. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's funny because I remember my rookie year like it was yesterday, you know, but now I'm one of the older guys, you know, I've had a lot of snaps and everything like that in the league. So, you know, my main thing is letting the vets know, you know, that I'm one of the vets also in the room, but then also the rookies as well, helping them, letting them know what they should see, things like that. And then also the transition from college to the league and everything, just trying to help them as much as I can.
Speaking of transitions, Gerard Mayo was the coach last year. He had a certain culture, regime, whatever you want to call it. Mike Vrabel comes in. How would you describe whatever it is that Mike Vrabel's establishing?
Yeah, man, first off, the standard is the standard. I love that, just off the fact of letting everyone know that's in the building, like, this is the standard. No matter if you're year 10 or year 1 and everything like that, if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, then we're going to have a talk about it. And the team also going to hold you accountable as well. So that's something that, you know, it don't matter what's the weather outside, no matter where they put the ball at and everything, we're trying to dominate. So that's the main thing for sure.
We often, I think, associate culture with the coach or coaches or the style of play or maybe even history.
Yeah.
But what role do players, new players, obviously there were a lot of captains that are no longer here, big free agent class, young team, like what role do players play in building that new culture, and how is that going?
Yeah, so the main thing is, even I'll take it back to my rookie year, you know, I have to find my role. So everyone, you know, as time goes on, practice, you know, you earn a role and everything like that. And then whenever that is your role, dominate in that role. So my first role whenever it was my rookie year was special teams. So that's something that, you know, some guys, they want to come in and start and everything like that. But you might not be the best player that's producing them as much as you need to be. So you need to find your role, enhance with that, and then more playing time will come from then and there.
We'll get to the special teams in a minute, because obviously that got off to a really nice start the other night. But defensively, for you, I think we kind of say slot corner. Mm-hmm. How are you going in terms of establishing yourself in that role? And is it a challenge? I know Christian's missed some time. Carlton's missed a little time. Like, what's that dynamic trying to figure out your role without maybe some of the guys you might play without there?
Yeah, no, I love nickel, first off, just off the fact of, you know, making plays in a run, but then also, you know, in the pass game and everything like that, you're closer to the ball most of the times. But no, I don't feel like it's a challenge playing on outside. So I feel as though I've played more outside than inside since I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's one of those situations to where just knowing my pros and my cons and everything like that. But, you know, the main thing that I try to do is make plays on the ball as much as I can and stuff like that, play through the hands if I'm out of phase, you know, small little things like that. But then also taking advantage of the reps no matter where I am, because I don't care where I'm at on the field. I'm going to try to dominate no matter where I'm at.
You mentioned being near the ball, getting a chance to make plays when you're in the nickel inside there, different things. You do definitely play with a physical style. Is that – where'd that come from? You're not the biggest guy on the field, obviously. Where does that – fearless attempt, where does that come from?
Yeah, some people say I got little man syndrome.
Me too, I hear the same thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, whenever I'm out there and everything, I feel as though I'm 6'3", 240. I mean, that's just my mindset. But, you know, I'm just trying to, like I said, dominate the person that's in front of me in order to make plays on the ball. So that's the main thing. No matter the height or weight and everything like that, like, at the end of the day, if you want to make plays, you got to do it.
In the kicking game, I referenced it. Travion Henderson took it to the house first play. Great way to obviously
congrats
start
a preview. Sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
As a return unit with you, wherever you're at, punts, kickoffs, are we going to ever see you on kickoffs? Do you like kickoffs?
I don't know. Yeah, no, I love kickoffs. Like, wherever it got something to do with the ball in my hand, I love it. So I don't care where it's at. But, you know, if they tell me that I need to do it and everything like that, then I'll be down to do it for sure.
But as a leader on that side of the ball, the third phase, we see one guy go to the house. Gibson had a long one later. Some new rules there with the touchbacks. Do you think that is going to be a more exciting play this year, more big returns?
I definitely feel this, though, because first off, like, what you're trying to do is make people work harder for yards. So what you don't want to do is give the ball back at the 35.
Right.
So the main thing is people going to end up making sure not to kick it in the end zone and stuff like that, so then people can return the ball and stuff. So I feel as though there will be more returns for sure.
So Travis Hunter, getting a lot of love, obviously, for something you've been doing for years, right? Mm-hmm. Playing both ways, making plays in all three phases.
Yeah.
But in a serious sense, when you see what he's attempting to do, as someone who's kind of done that, how do you look at it? Is it really hard? Is he just a great athlete and you think it's very feasible? How do you sort of look at that from afar?
Yeah, the main thing is the game is faster. That's the main thing I would end up saying. First off, kudos to him, you know, and everything like that. Like, you can play both sides in the league and everything. You definitely can. To him, I'm just like, hey, you know, do your thing. You know, take it one day at a time. The main thing is, you know, you have to have a little bit more recovery, in a sense, than everyone else because you're playing more snaps and stuff. But, I mean, I hope the best for him.
One of the big talking points, I'm sure you're aware, with this team is always the wide receiver position. So when I get a chance to talk to you guys that see that position from sort of the mirrored view all the time, like, what are your thoughts? You know, you go up against all these guys on a daily basis. How do you see this wide receiver position kind of coming together?
Yeah, I feel as though there's a lot of competition and everything in that room. It's great just off the sense of, you know, seeing the young guys compete as well and everything. And it's just enhancing the room so much and everything because everyone's making plays and I love to see it and stuff like that. And, you know, if we keep battling and having a competition on our side of the room, also for the offense, you know, it's always making all of us better.
What's this week like? We got the first preseason game out of the way. Now you got another joint practice. You're going to be on the road. You know, the Vikings have a certain setup there. How do you embrace this, I guess, transitional period as you kind of step closer to the season?
Yeah, the main thing is, we don't really focus too much on the other teams. It's still, like you said, training camp for us.
Yep.
So the main thing that we're trying to do is get ourselves better. You know, it's just, it's competition at its finest at the end of the day. You know, we're going to go there. We're going to compete and everything like that and make sure we're getting the stuff that we need to get done and everything as a team first.
I guess I glossed over it talking about Travis Hunter. Do you still want to play some offense? Can you still do that? And you don't have to give away trades. But is that still something you like, that you'd like to pursue at some point if the coach came to you?
Or? Yeah, if you come up to me and everything like that and we talk about it, I'm definitely down. Like I said, anytime I got something to do with the ball in my hands, I'm definitely down for it. So
that's that little man syndrome. He can beat anybody. Any side of the ball, any position.
For sure.
Marcus Jones, Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. Our first chat of what hopefully will be a long, fun season on Patriots Mondays.
Fellow little man Marcus Jones down at Patriots practice today. I was looking at him eye to eye for that whole interview.
I wonder if he also lies
on the level.
You were literally
on the level
with
him, Andy.
I was. I like that. That was much better than standing between Cole Strange and Ted Johnson. And no, 603 texter, I didn't want to ask him about his career being at a crossroads because I don't think it is, Mr. Sarcastic Texter. Funny
guy. Can I just say real quick, I had a buddy in the area, not too far from you on the 508, send me a text during the interview asking, do you think Marcus Jones might be the new Matthew Slater of the team? And I take that to mean vis-a-vis like a maybe sort of spiritual leader, maybe sort of like, you know, cheer, you know, pump up positive guy. Like I see good things potentially in that. And you know what a fan I've been of him. And I think maybe this could be his, it seems like Vrabel and company like him as well. I think this could be a great year for him.
Marcus Jones' thoughts on leadership, spirituality, the Patriots, and playing both ways in the National Football League. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.